This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The major difference between discipleship and punishment is discipleship involves learning, and punishment, reconciliation. And it is the family government that is responsible for discipling. The civil government is responsible for punishment. In regards to the New Testament, in Matthew 4:18, Jesus calls his first disciples. He would eventually teach them the Christian worldview, but he didn't use force. He preached truth lovingly. And what did this look like in the Old Testament? In Isaiah 50:4, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned." Learned there is the word H3928, which means accustomed, disciple, learn, taught, used. That suggests discipleship is not just learning, but it is teaching. The word learned in the Old Testament comes from H3925, meaning to teach, and there is meaning there involving incentive, which is why the family government is associated with the rod. The rod is an incentive, but it helps a person, especially the child, learn without being subject to the civil government punishment, which in many cases comes with the penalty of death. The problem is the civil government has assumed responsibility for discipleship. The civil government is an inherently forceful and coercive body. At the end of the day, you have two major choices regarding what you want the civil government to do. Do you want them to, quote-unquote, force Christianity on society by not operating a civil government school system? Or do you want the civil government to, quote-unquote, force Christianity on society by operating a school system? Which view is in line with Scripture? Our society is rotting from the inside out, and it is a direct result of us educating our young people with civil government school system humanism. This is why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.